And now we're joined by our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. Each week we tell stories about what's going on in the Hudson River to our friend Henry. His name is spelled with an I, not a Y. He's not related to that other Henry Hudson guy. What's going on in the river today? The Stevens Institute reports temperatures this week in the Hudson River at Skodek Island were between 80 and 84 degrees, warmer than last week. William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman on the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' proposal for storm surge barriers in New York Harbor that might affect communities along the 153-mile Hudson River estuary. The Hudson River Protection Group Riverkeeper is warning about the proposal that they believe the only option that should be considered is one limiting construction of barriers to the city's shoreline area. Riverkeeper says on his website that the proposals for other surge barriers could diminish tidal flows as far north as Troy. Quote, these offshore barriers would start to restrict the tidal flow, contaminant and sediment transport, and migration of fish, unquote, Riverkeeper says on its website. Quote, they would impede the tidal respiration of the river. We fear that a slow death would be inflicted on the river and that, in time, the barriers would slowly but surely strangle the life out of the river as we know it, unquote. Nancy Brighton, Watershed Section Chief of the Army Corps of Engineers, says studies are being conducted now to determine the impact upstream on the Hudson River ecosystem. Quote, the Corps of Engineers Research Laboratory is doing some modeling on how the water would move and what happens, if anything, to the tides, unquote, she said. The Army Corps hosted an information session July 11th in Poughkeepsie at the Hudson Valley Community Center. The proposals for the storm surge barriers can be viewed online at a link on the WGXC newsroom. Written comments should be emailed by August 20th to nynjharbor.tribstudy@usace.army.mil. Again, that email address is on the WGXC newsroom. The comments can also be mailed to Nancy Brighton, the Watershed Section Environmental Analysis Branch Planning Division, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, New York District, 26 Federal Plaza, Room 2151, New York, New York, 10279-0090. You see that full story at the Daily Freeman. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a bill July 10th requiring chain pharmacies to take back unused drugs they sell. Ulster County Executive Michael Hine believes that when the law goes into effect in January, there will be, quote, less opioids on the street. It's real, unquote. The Drug Take Back Act also requires pharmaceutical manufacturers to pay for the program. While Hines says the law will affect the opioid issue, the environmental organization Riverkeeper believes the law will help the state's waterways. Quote, the data Riverkeeper has collected with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and Cornell University show large numbers of pharmaceuticals in the Hudson River. Giving people convenient access to take-back options will help prevent flushing of unused medications, eliminating one source of drugs in our waters, unquote, said Dan Shapley, director of Riverkeeper's Water Quality Program. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Governor Andrew Cuomo, July 11th, announced 13 projects for the city of Hudson as part of the $10 million Downtown Revitalization Initiative Award. Quote, this important investment will support Hudson's continued transformation by focusing on a sustainable, diverse, and attractive downtown, unquote, Cuomo said. These Downtown Revitalization Initiative projects will help the city continue its revitalization efforts by fostering job growth, creating new business opportunities, and investing in community development that will improve Hudson's downtown for generations to come, unquote. Several other projects are along the waterfront in Hudson, along the Hudson River. The specific projects to be funded through the DRI include the Implement Complete Streets Improvement which is $4 million, renovate Promenade Hill Park and provide ADA access, which is $1.1 million. Improve the safety and aesthetics of Cross Street and the Second Street Stairs, $250,000. Establish the North Bay Regeneration Project for Environmental Education, $400,000. Establish a community food hub to support small startup businesses, $700,000. Stabilize the Dunn Warehouse for future reuse, $1 million. Winterize Basilica Hudson and create a high-visibility public green space for $250,000. Redevelop the CAS site as mixed-use transit-oriented development, $487,000. Provide workforce development infrastructure at Riverhouse, $250,000. Repurpose the former Fergery Boat Club as a city park, $150,000. Construct mixed-use and mixed-income housing on State Street for $800,000. Provide minority women and veteran-owned business support for $100,000. And fit out commercial kitchen and retail space to provide workforce training, $230,000. Read the full press release at governor.ny.gov for more information about the DRI grant. This has been Hudson River Stories. Tune in next week for more Tales of the Hudson River with our friend Henry the Hudson Whale.